Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
The latest Garda recruitment campaign, it is underway right now. People are invited to apply by 3 p.m. precisely on Thursday, the 27th of February. So basically the most of the month on the Public Jobs website. And to tell us about life on the beat, I'm joined in the studio by some recent enough recruits, Howie is Guards. Garda Manus Murphy, based at Store Street Garda Station. You're welcome. Correct, yeah. And Garda Fionnuala Macquarie, and you're in Navan Garda Station.
I'm in Navan, yeah.
Okay. Similar, but different at the same time. So congratulations to the two of you. When did you come out of Templemore, Manus?
We tested on the 15th of December in 2023 now, just following the events of the November riots. So we were pushed forward about 2 weeks, I think.
That's it,
if
yeah.
You remember, yeah. And then we returned to Templemore to finish some key modules after Christmas. But yeah.
This was to get the presence up in Dublin City after those riots at the end of 2023. And so it was like an amnesty of sorts, wasn't it, to get recruits out on the street?
It all happened very quickly now. We were sent out 2 weeks before Christmas just to help with the situation. And then we were brought back in January for 2 weeks. And then we had the family down for the attestation, which was great.
That's like graduate attestation, is what they call it.
Attestation.
That's the official term, yeah. Attestation. It's very formal altogether. But it's a great day out for the family. Like, people are obviously so proud of us.
Whatever that word means, it's just a good day out, is what happens.
Dead right.
Manus, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Dublin.
I am from Ballyfermot originally. And yeah, I have a background in retail. Went to college out of school and lived abroad in Australia for a bit as well. And thankfully, coming into the Garda role, I had a bit of life experience behind me, which I do think is a positive for anyone out there thinking of applying.
Yeah, because some will go straight in, won't they, from...
Some do. And look, what I will say is that, like, no strength is too small in the Guards. Like, anything you have, whether it's good communication skills or good technology skills, that there'll be a home for that in the job, regardless of what you bring.
And you literally worked in retail. Was it what sort of retail was it?
Retail. So I worked in men's fashion in retail, and a couple of different jobs, to be honest. I worked in business abroad as well in the co-working industry. So that was a bit kind of higher numbers, higher volume. But yeah, like, it was just overall, as I don't know if you can tell, I love chatting. I love talking to people. I'm sure Fionnuala will tell you all about that. But it, like, that is just such a, that's a key skill in the Guards, chatting, but also listening, because that's what we're doing every single day when we're out there.
Very good. Very good to hear. So the retail thing would have really helped you, because you were...
Really? Any role dealing with the public. I also worked in hospitality throughout the duration of being in college.
So really? How old are you? you seem like you're barely out of college.
Oh, no, it's the SPF. I keep the skincare going well. No, look, like any of those skills you have, it's going to be great. And just dealing with the public, like, I'm married to a nurse. You know, there's a lot of crossover there. I know the nurse guard combo thing is a bit...
We would never stereotype.
I know, not at all.
But come here, where did you go to college? You went to Tel IT?
I did, for European studies, right out of school. That's 2011 now, 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that was before I worked for a bit in retail. Then I went abroad. And being abroad, I actually got to know a lot of police officers in Australia.
Okay.
I'm into martial arts myself. That's kind of my pastime, my hobby. And shock horror, lots of
police
officers.
You're clearly one of these people who don't sleep. Martial arts inside.
Coming off a night is tough. But, you know, I met a lot of police officers over there who would have kind of convinced me to think more seriously about the job. And should I say, actually, when I was in retail, like, a recurring customer of mine was the first guard I actually got to know. I don't come from a Garda family. I don't have a large, long history of guards in either side of my family. But he was the first guard I met who started to kind of plant the seed in my mind, you know. Oh, you're a good communicator. Have you thought about this, that, you know? So, yeah, that's where it started for me.
Great. Okay, we get, and Fionnuala, and this is the great thing about the Guards, isn't it? You can come from everywhere in the country.
That's exactly.
So tell us about yourself.
I'm from Belfast originally, and I'm 30 years old. Before I joined the Guards, I was teaching for 5 years in a grammar school in the north, and I went travelling then for 2 years. I went to Dubai and I worked in Dubai for a year.
And what did you do there, teaching as well?
I worked as an au pair for
for
a family, actually from Mayo. They wanted someone to look after their child who had Irish and bring the child up speaking Irish. So I worked alongside them. And
wow, you were a gold.
It was a great
Irish-speaking au pair in Dubai, and you arrived on the scene.
Yeah,
That was a fascinating year.
Yeah, it was great. And then I came back from Dubai and I went to Vancouver in Canada.
Beautiful.
And that's where I actually applied for the Guards when I was over there. I saw it online and
because as a teacher, you would have gone through a lot of education to become a teacher and then 5 years.
Yeah, I did a degree in Irish language and literature in University of Ulster, McGee. That was a 3-year course. And I went on then to do a postgraduate certificate in modern languages. And that qualified me to be a secondary school teacher. So I did that for 5 years. And I suppose every day was just becoming kind of very ritual and boring for me towards the end of the 5 years. And I felt like a lot of my friends were kind of going away, travelling, and that's something that I really wanted to do. So I just took a brave step and stepped away from the teaching. And it wasn't my plan. My plan was to go back teaching. Mm-hmm. But being away, travelling and gaining life experience and meeting new people, I suppose just give me the courage to try something new in life.
You're sitting looking at a lovely sunset.
Yeah.
Wondering about your life. Yeah. As we do in our 20s.
Oh no, it was the best decision I've ever made.
It's interesting, you know? Both of you were travelling at the time. You were kind of thinking about going into the car.
Yeah. I actually did my interview over in Canada online on Zoom. It was 5 a.m. where I was, and it was 2 p.m. here.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure you used to being up at that time. Now.
Yeah, I was exhausted doing the interview, but I got it in the end. So. Yeah.
And you did it through Atsquelga, did you?
Yes, I went through the Irish stream, Oliver, when I applied. When you said in your application, you have a choice to go through the Irish stream. And I chose to do that because I wanted to do the interview in Irish. And as well as that, when you do tick that box on the application, you're agreeing that you may be put into a Gaeltacht area. And I'm based in Navan now. And within the division, there are 2 Gaeltacht areas, one being Rakharn and the second one being Ballygib. So the Irish language is utilised a lot.
And so all of your training was Atsquelga as well throughout the...
No, like I would have done the interview through Irish we study Irish in the college anyway. So
Fionnuala was a massive resource to our class. And very, very able to help everyone.
Notes. Come to scratch,
especially people who are coming from abroad. You know, people who have no Irish, that's the first interaction they've had with the Irish language is their training in Templemore. So having someone like Fionnuala was just gold.
Sure, we all have our own skills, you know. Manus here was great at the red man and the the self defense.
Red man is what we'd call.
I have seen this video online. Yeah, explain it now to the uninitiated.
So red man is what we refer to when we're talking about the red man suit. It is the defensive suit the instructors wear when we're going through various self defense modules and I suppose pseudo martial art training, which is more focused around police work, like, you know, utilising the various PPE we have, like batons, pepper sprays, handcuffs, and then more simple things like spatial awareness. There's a few modules which are quite tough, like there's one you do in kind of a padded house where you're going into a domestic scenario, so you don't know the layout of the house, which is very, you know, true to real life. And the layout of the house changes between each student sometimes, so you're going in and sometimes it's one instructor in a red man suit and then 2 people in normal clothing, and you don't know who the suspect might be, who the person who's going to, you know, jump on top of you is. You just don't know. And you have to deal with that kind of, like, take control and deal with real life scenario. So I think I was able to help the class with that a little bit.
God, the adrenaline. Must be something else.
Oh, it's great.
Are there kind of rows over who ends up in the red suit?
The instructors are in the red suit, which is even better because you get to take your anger out on them.
Yeah.
Take hammering.
So you've been in a classroom all day doing lectures with them, and then in the evening sometimes, you know, they're in a big padded suit running at you with a baton. So, I mean, you get to take your...
People can enjoy it on the Garda Instagram account.
They sure can.
It's very hypnotic. You can lose a lot of time watching those videos. So, Manus, you're in Australia and you're doing your martial arts and you're chatting to police officers. That's your kind of are these your initial thoughts?
No, so mine go like a way back. Like that customer I had, I know it seems so small, but when I was like 22, 21, coming out of college, working in retail, maybe I was 23, he was the person that really pushed me, and I kept contact with him throughout the years. But he'd also advised me as well that, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing to go abroad first and gain more life experience. And that's something I would also say to anyone who's bringing experience on board. It's something they could think of. But I was really kind of rekindled in my interest when I met those Australian police officers because, you know, the world around the job is very similar, although there are different, obviously, factors that play a part. And I just realised that it was a very like-minded type of people I was talking to.
Right.
You know, a lot of them are into martial arts, a lot of them are into their fitness. Especially the way they would talk. They're very particular people, and I kind of enjoy that element of in myself. So that's what rekindled my decision.
Do they speak differently? Do the police forces?
Yeah, we have our secret sign language.
We never noticed.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like that really like convinced me to, like, I think I'll go back to what Fionnuala said, like it gave me the courage to apply. And I think just a quick note on that for anyone who is thinking about it. If you are thinking of applying, talk to a guard. We're not very hard to find. Do you know, like,
yes.
Where is your local guard station? Google it, go there, ring the local guard station, see if you can make an appointment. Like, we are absolutely more than willing to talk to people. I do it all the time on the beat, on O'Connell Street.
We've learned this morning that you Gardaí love to be a kind chatting all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fionnuala, you're based in Navan, but you cover the Gaeltacht region in Conde an Mhí.
Yeah.
So is it busy? What do you specifically hover in a certain area?
It wouldn't be Navan as such. It would be Kells Garda Station, who would cover a lot of Rakarn and Ballygib.
Yeah.
But if they're, I suppose, low on numbers, we would assist. And as part of when you're on probation, you have to propose community projects to engage with the community. One of my proposals when I started was to engage with Irish speakers in Rakarn and Gibbstown. And the proposal was basically to set up bilingual checkpoints. And that introduced myself as a newly qualified guard in the area. It was a great way to get to know everyone and, I suppose, offer them the chance to have a checkpoint through Irish, which the feedback from that was outstanding.
Very good. Just having it simply
checkpoint. Just having a simple, even if it was just having a chat, they really, really respected the chance, I suppose, to have a conversation in Irish.
People were never so delighted to be at a checkpoint.
Yeah.
There's a couple of buckle. Yeah. Is it quiet in your patch at the moment? Is that a very busy?
Navan would be busy. Yeah. You know, it's obviously not on a par with Manus here in Store Street, but we are
a different type of busy, I'd say.
Yeah,
in the city centre. What is the different type of busy?
Maybe we would volume. They would have a lot of members on beat. We would have a mixture. We'd have, say, two cars out and two members on beat, one in the station, possibly one in the custody area and one doing paperwork. You would probably have about 30 people.
Yeah, when I first attested and got placed in Store Street, we had, I think, about 20 or more to a unit with two sergeants to manage it at a time. And that filters up through our inspectors and so on. About 8 months on what we would call the regular, which is the core unit that cover the core duties of any Garda station, I progressed into a non-core unit, which is called Operation Citizen. So Operation Citizen's remit is to be high visibility policing in high volume areas. So I do be patrol every single day of the week, which is my favourite type of policing for me. I like to be out in the public eye. I like to talk to people. It's a great way to gather intelligence on your local area, to get to know places. Like, the funniest thing about being newly qualified is, depending where you go, it's going to be so different. If your district has an airport in it, the legislation you're going to be dealing with is so different than if it has a hospital. Even geographically, if there's rivers, cliffs, fields, or for us, we have massive sprawling business districts, you're going to be required to do different things. So there is a bedding in phase, but I'm really, really happy to be out walking the beat, I have to say.
How long was your bedding in phase?
It's still going on, Oliver. 14 months to be accurate. But look, our probation is 2 years past the point of our attestation, and you are still studying in that time period, because there are elements of the BA in applied policing that you're finishing while you're newly appointed as a guard. So there is a lot to do.
Yeah, and this is after you're kind of, it's 3x3, isn't it? The 3 months, it's a nine months into the training. It's
3 months in Templemore initially, 3 months as a trainee, where you will have, if you're out there in the street and you see guards wearing these blue coloured epaulettes on their shoulders.
The light blue.
Light blue, so not like the ones we're wearing today. That identifies them to Garda members as a trainee.
Right.
So someone who's not yet fully attested, but they're in their training phase and they're there like in an observational manner. So we did that for 3 months, which was excellent. That was brilliant, just to be able to see what the job was like, yeah. hands on.
And then you go back into Templemore.
Back to Templemore to finish months. Off. Exams, modules.
No paperwork. You just get to sit back and watch how to be a guard.
Just had the lovely time.
Yeah, you get to see some of the more mad stuff, and then it doesn't stay with your workload after. You can go home and be like, oh, isn't this great?
Yeah.
It's like, if only there wasn't paperwork, but unfortunately there is. And time in court as well, I presume you spend a lot of time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we would, especially in Navan, where we are. We have a new judge now who wants us to be there on the first day, especially for traffic matters, to get things rolling and to get things over the line quicker.
Excellent judge. You know? Good to hear.
Yeah.
sped up. It's enjoyable though, isn't it? You're here talking about how much you love this job.
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I like Fionnuala said, like I was getting to a kind of part in the road of my older jobs where I could see that it was narrowing in. I didn't have a brilliant way to kind of like broaden my learning. The scope in the guards is endless. Like it is endless. Like the foundation of knowledge you get in Templemore teaches you essentially how to get more knowledge when you get out there and pick a field. And those first 2 years like are super foundational for anyone. Like the fact that everyone has to do the base job, everyone has to walk the beat, everyone has to go in the car, everyone has to be in the station. Like that teaches you, like you cut your teeth on that, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And you'll identify very soon what you like, whether it's drugs or traffic or what have you.
And will that require then further training? There's a career path ahead, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I suppose if you have an interest in a certain area, for example, roads policing, you would go out of your way to up your numbers, I suppose, in that aspect. And
how do you do that?
What I mean by that is to maybe conduct more checkpoints.
You can kind of volunteer yourself, is it, to
yeah,
checkpoint
like
duty? Okay.
Other members in the unit.
Gotcha.
And to show an interest, you know, maybe to propose some ideas. And I suppose your manager or your supervisor will take that on board, and you can put in an expression of interest if you have an interest in that area.
If you were thinking now you want to be a detective, for instance, can you go into training and begin that process?
It's not training as such, I suppose. It's more of a experience, a very broad range of experience. Okay. Whether that
comes later in your career,
yeah.
It definitely does. And I think exposure to more serious crime is where it is what would begin leading in the path towards the detective branch. You know, if you're volunteering to investigate things such as, you know, robberies, maybe even very serious assaults, like the workload in what gets those case files before the court or indeed to the DPP, there's a lot involved in all of those investigations. And if you're the type of person who's very meticulous with them, I think it's almost a natural thing. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah,
you
kind of see it comes down to being, you know, accurate in your files and, you know, being organised that way.
The same even
it'll go a long way. If you're an organised person, you will do very, very well.
Yeah. As a detective.
As a guard in general.
As
you
a guard
know,
in general.
Like,
but people will spot different things, Oliver. Like, I can be walking the beat and, like, you know, I'm looking for people that might be, say, involved in sale and supply of drugs. And, like, the guard with me straight away will be like, he drove through a red light. And I just missed it, you know.
Right,
so
okay.
People you're tend good. To have That's natural propensities to see different things, you know.
You wouldn't have to go far around Dublin to see drug transactions going on.
We do our best to target
non-stop.
Them in the high volume areas, yeah.
Questions are coming in already on these, obviously people considering the career. Do you need Irish? Is Irish compulsory to become a Garda? As Deirdre?
As far as I'm aware, it's not. When we were in the college, there were a few people there who didn't have Irish. There was a girl from Poland.
Bulgaria as well, I think.
Yeah, and she had no Irish.
At all.
So I suppose anyone who does have Irish in the college will pair up with that person, for example, and maybe lend a hand in the evenings.
So is it because there's an exam part?
Yeah, because you study Irish in the college.
Ah,
so And it's very basic Irish. Mm. You know, you're just learning your everyday conversations, how to greet people, how to conduct a checkpoint through Irish.
Mm.
So no fear that...
So people coming from outside Ireland are getting by fine.
Exactly,
so there's no stress on that.
Yeah.
A question for you. Would love to join on Garda Síochána, but the periods in Templemore are a real blocker, especially with a young family. Is there any way around that? Or have you experienced people who are in and have trained up with young kids?
Plenty. There was a few people in our class in their mid to late 30s who... I believe they had some specific permissions to go home midweek. after hours for a night, given the fact that they had young children. That's all something that's ironed out with the Garda training office when you arrive at Templemore, and it is a consideration that you can preempt with the Garda training office. But there were a few people who were going home midweek on one or two nights.
Yeah, you did have that option to go home in the evenings, and you're only there Monday to Friday, and you go home at the weekends. And you can go home in the evenings, as Manus just said, as well. Yeah. So I don't think it would be
flexible enough. Then.
It could work.
Okay. Very encouraging. We haven't even spoken of the dangers. Obviously, that's the thing you know about the minute you're thinking about becoming a guard. Have you, in so far, faced dangerous situations?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if you want to take this one first or
no. Well, what I would say, we don't know what we're going to when we go to a call, but we're well trained in the college, and as well as CPD, our continuous professional development classes. We're trained how to deal with scenarios like that. And you're never on your own. You're paired up with someone in the car, and you'll always have someone willing to come and help. But personally speaking, I haven't came across anything probably not as bad as what you would get in Dublin, but
yeah, I have had like, I won't go into specifics, but I was very fortuitous to be in the right place to intercept an armed robbery. Now, when I say armed, I don't mean firearm. It was actually the call came in initially as a knife, and it turned out to be a syringe attack. Now, I know not everyone's going to sit here and say that's a positive position to be in, but for me it was, because at the centre of what we do, like, something that you will learn in Templemore should you go there is, like, the victim is at the heart of these things. Mm-hmm. And I was able to apprehend this person who just held up an establishment, taken all the money, put people in considerable fear, nearly put people in very, very considerable harm, and fled from scene. And I chased him down, got him, had him lodged in custody, objected to his bail, sent a file to the DPP. The DPP actually really liked the evidence I sent up to them as well. It was all captured on CCTV. Directed to further charge the male, and it's since been dealt with in the Dublin Circuit Court, and he's gone to prison for a number of years.
Convicted, job done.
Yeah, that was bearing in mind I was a guard 6 weeks. I was attested as a member fully 6 weeks when I caught that guy, and that's not the most extreme version. Like, I've had colleagues come out of the Templemore in their first week, and, you know, catch a guy run down the street with a knife. It can happen. If you're the type of person that's listening right now that thinks, like, that's actually an advantageous position to be in, like, it's something that is really a feather in your cap, like, I think that will appeal to
the right person.
It definitely will. I know
the job is for you.
And it's funny, like, I don't know if you can harp on this, but, like, I don't feel fear in those moments as much. I kind of revert to the training, because the training will put you under so much pressure. It'll teach you how to actually deal with those moments. And really, you rely on your colleagues. You never go alone.
Yeah, if you need to withdraw, you would assess the risks before you enter anywhere.
Dynamic risk assessments constantly. And even in tight spaces, you know, if you need to withdraw, you withdraw. Your safety and your colleague's safety, it's always paramount.
Another thing that people would obviously be concerned about are the shifts, because it does, you have to do all-nighters and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's how does that work at this stage in your career?
At the beginning, you know, it is difficult. Starting off, but you do get used to it. You're doing your two early shifts, which are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and your night shifts entail of 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So that's 4 days on. However, you have 4 days rest. Okay. And, you know, I suppose looking after your mental health and your physical health can really benefit you in ways that you won't hit burnout.
And you've kept your hobbies going, I
gather. Yeah, I have. You know, I'm training when I can, I'm walking, I'm meeting up with friends. I'm lucky that I live with guards as well, who I went to Templemore with, so we can, if we've had a bad day or if we want to talk, I have that option.
And you've a family hobby as well that really keeps you going.
Yeah, I come from a musical family in Belfast, so we're all trad heads, as you would call them.
You play the concertina.
I play the concertina, yeah. So when I get home, we would try our best to keep that going.
You know? One of those families, everyone piles into Belfast and
an
instrument each.
You'll hear them coming first.
Public order incident. Disrupting the peace. Whereas you're just presumably beating people up in martial arts as
usually getting beaten up, actually, is my hobby. But that's my main pastime.
What specific martial arts is it?
Jiu-jitsu is my favourite. Any of the grappling arts as well, like, where I think you can really train at full capacity and not suffer any kind of long-lasting damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
The long-lasting damage, indeed. And of course, thankfully, no stereotypes at all. Married to a nurse who, presumably, you've never been to Coppers.
Well, I've actually never been to Coppers.
Oh, thank my God.
Thank God.
Have you ever even taken your badge out?
I must be the only guard in the country who's never been to Coppers.
We'll have to rectify that.
I know.
Amazed they give you their epaulettes at all.
Yeah, I actually, the funny story, the night in question, I met my girlfriend, now wife. We met at a separate party, and then it did end up, in fact, in Coppers. So if you like to say maybe destiny put something in motion that night that a few years later I had to become a guard, maybe you can take from that what you will.
Well, listen, thanks a million for coming in and chat to us, and good luck to you, and thank you for your service.
Thank
and
you
good
so
luck
much,
to you
Tom.
In the future, wherever you end up. That's Garda Fionnuala Macquarie and Garda Manus Murphy. And don't forget, to anyone who wants to apply to Garda Síochána, you can log on to publicjobs.ie. The closing date for the round is the 27th of February, very specifically. So you've got the rest of the month, basically. Fionnuala and Manus, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.